الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. If you're old or if you're young, you need to listen to this one. Hopefully you don't have any lunch waiting for you, and so that you wind up favoring the lunch over the benefit, which is what many people do. As soon as they're done with the salah, out. And they have nothing really except to eat. It's unfortunate, but Allahum musta'an. The rights of the elderly is the discussion or the topic of this Friday's khutbah. The Shaykh began his khutbah by quoting an ayah from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, wherein Allah says, "It is Allah who has created you in a state of weakness. Then He made after that weakness strength. And then He made after that strength weakness and shayba, which is the gray hair. He creates whatsoever He wills, and He is the all-knowing, the all-capable. So how perfect is He who created the creation with His ability, and He allowed them to remain in this existence and universe per His knowledge and wisdom. And He bestowed upon them all kinds of favors and bounties based on His vast mercy. He created the son of Adam weak and light. Then He supplied him with health and strength. And ever was Allah to this son of Adam compassionate, merciful, and gentle. Allah created you in the state of weakness. Then He made after this weakness strength." The strength of adulthood, the days in which you remember, or you may be living now, days of good memories and spending time with the friends and enjoying oneself. And these days shall come to pass until you reach the stage of being old and having gray hair. And then one stands at the end of his lifespan and he observes what has passed, and it's like a pigment of one's imagination or a dream. Everything you've done in many years is just, all of it is a thought, smear thought memory. It's not tangible. You can't put your hands on it. Can't really feel it. It's just, you know, you've done so many things in life, but they suddenly become like an imaginary thing. Then he went on to say, this old man stands then with his body weak. He got all kinds of diseases and pain. And he now has to give farewell to those whom he loves. The elderly, whose bones have become soft, and his age has become old, and his youthfulness has gone, and his hair has become gray. It is the elderly whom Allah Azza wa Jal is compassionate to, and has granted him the option of being pardoned and forgiven. For instance, in Surah An-Nisa, in the context of those who do not migrate from the land of disbelief to the land of the Muslims, Allah made an exception to the mustada'afin min al-rijali wal-nisa wal-wildan, the weak among men and women and children, those who have no means to migrate, nor can they find their way. Those, it is perhaps fi haqq Allah is going to happen, meaning it is those whom Allah Azza wa Jal will pardon, and verily Allah is ever the most pardoning, the most forgiving. Today we will stand with the elderly in regards to his rights, which have often been neglected. His feelings have been ignored, and he has been caused pain by the younger generation, obviously, while he's overwhelmed with depression and sadness. Today, the elderly has become a stranger among his own family and his children. He has become heavy upon his grandchildren and relatives. Who is the one who sits with him? And who is the one who has a nice discussion with him? And who is the one who tries to bring happiness into his heart? If he speaks nowadays, the young children interrupt him. Can't even finish a sentence. And those of you who frequent the masjid, and the elderly among you can bear witness to that. You speak to the young shabab, now you're trying to give them advice. They look at you and they just walk away. And so they have not been taught respect, obviously. And so you don't expect them to show it to anyone who is older. And we will see some discussion about that soon.
If he tries to present his opinion among the younger generation, say, this old man doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything about life. Because now they use an iPhone or an Android phone or something. They've become, mashallah, the intelligent creatures. And the one who has years of experience in life, he doesn't know anything. The truth is, they don't know anything. They don't know anything. And when they will become old, they will say, now I realize how foolish I was as a youngster and how wise my grandfather or uncle or whatever he was. Then they will realize it. But nowadays the Shabab, they think, mashallah, they've understood everything in life. But they have not. If he goes out of his house, before that, he would go out of his house to meet his friends and his neighbors and those whom he loves. Now when he leaves his home full of sadness and depression. He often goes out of the house so he can walk in the funeral procession. And so he may visit his sick friends. And then Allah knows in what condition he returns home. His heart is broken. His eye is tearful. And no one pays attention to him. He said then, addressing the elderly directly, and the elderly are not at the door, pay attention. Always pay attention. We don't stand here to translate the khutbah, nor do you sit here so you can see the coming and the going and the people hugging and kissing each other. It's going to happen. The shaitan wants to distract you from possible important points, so you will miss out on the ajr or application. We have to learn how to focus. I'm not telling you be a statue, but not every time someone moves, I find myself talking to air. And everybody is looking there, because I can no longer translate the khutbah. Either there are human beings who want to listen, or everybody goes home. So let's help each other out here. Pay attention, barakallahu feekum. This is important. This is important. He addressed the elderly directly. He said, you are old, or let me say another an adjective, you are big in our hearts, big in our eyes. Your virtues and the good deeds and the favors you have upon us are recognized. You are the one who taught us, raised us. You are the ones who built and constructed. You are the ones who put forth your time and your life. You sacrificed. And all this we shall not forget. Even if some may ignore that goodness which you have put forth, that should not affect the fact that many people appreciate all of the sacrifices you have done. And even if people fail, then with Allah it shall not go to waste. With Allah Azza wa Jalla it shall not go to waste. Allah said, verily those who believe and do righteous deeds, we shall not waste any of those who do righteousness or do good deeds. O elderly, if the ask for the pain and the diseases which you are encountering and being afflicted with nowadays, don't forget that the angels are writing down the good deeds. And that Allah Azza wa Jal has multiplied the reward for that. And that you shall find it when you stand before Allah. Allah knows about every pain and every suffering that you go through. And it is all means of increasing your good deeds and your degrees. Today it bothers you. Today it worries you. Today it makes you cry. Today it does not allow you to sleep. However, tomorrow while standing before Allah, it will be the means of happiness and it will be the reason why you will laugh. So be patient upon this calamity and seek the reward with Allah Azza wa Jal. And listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who said, amazing. Amazing is the decree of Allah in regards to His believers. In regards to the believers, all of it is good. And this is only for the believer. If goodness afflict, if some goodness happens to him, he is thankful, this is good for him. And if a calamity afflicts him, he is patient, and this is good for him. And this is only for the believer. So may Allah increase your reward in goodness and have good assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal, and you shall find that with him. Then he started addressing the youth, the Shabab. He said that venerating and respecting the elderly is an etiquette and a moral behavior which is endorsed by Islam. And it is actually from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets in general. He further said, honoring the elderly and fulfilling his needs is something which we have learned from the prophets. and the righteous. Listen to the story of Musa alayhi salatu salam when he went to Madian, and there were these two ladies, young ladies, that were trying to provide their sheep with water, but they were on the side because there were other men over there and they did not want to mix with men. See, at the righteousness, they didn't want to be in the midst with the men, so they were waiting on the side for the men to finish, watering their cattle, then go away, then they would go. So then they said, we will not provide water until those people leave. وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And they gave the justification. Don't think we're out here partying or having a good old time outside. The only reason why we're here is because our father is an old man. Explain it so he will not have bad assumptions about them, and explain it that they know this is not something women do, this is for the men, but our father is an old man, he's unable to do it, so then we have fulfilled that need of our father. Subsequently, he is the one who provided the sheep with water. And you all know the story of that. Then he went to a shady area and he said, my Lord, I am in regards to what you have sent down of bounties upon me, faqir. I am in need of more bounties. And Allah Azza wa Jal responded to that dua, and he wind up marrying one of these two daughters. And it is not Shu'aib. It is not Shu'aib as many think. Because there's a huge time gap between Shu'aib and Musa alayhi salam. It was a righteous man from Madian. It was not Shu'aib as many people claim. And go back to the tafsir, this will become evident for you. He said, O young men, have mercy upon the elderly. Venerate them. Respect them. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves that abundantly. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, part of honoring Allah is honoring the Muslim, the old man with the gray hair. Yani part of you venerating Allah Azza wa Jal and maintaining His rights is by you treating the elderly in this particular fashion. So if you see the elderly, be merciful to his weakness and honor his gray hair, and estimate correctly his position and his status, and try to raise him in the way you treat him. Perhaps Allah is, and try to solve a problem for him if you see that he has encountered one, and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the ajr accordingly. O young men, be kind to the elderly, particularly if it is your own parents. And listen closely to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, which you all have heard all your life. And your Lord has decreed that you shall worship none but Him, and that you should be dutiful to your parents. You should be kind to your parents. Ihsan. If one of them or both of them attain old age while you're there in your presence, then do not even say to them, uff. And the ulama say, uff is the smallest expression of dissatisfaction that could be used in the Arabic language. There isn't anything in the Arabic language which is smaller than that term. Which in other words mean anything, and let me give you in modern days, your mother or your father says, bring me this, and you say, see that? Come on. Or I'm busy. This facial reaction, this dissatisfaction is oof, and maybe more. Which means there's no such thing. When your parents tell you something, it's the end of story. Unless they tell you to disobey Allah. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمْ. Then Allah told us, do not obey them. Even if it's your parents, they tell you to disobey Allah, you shall never obey them if you're going to disobey Allah. Go buy me a pack of cigarettes? Nope. I love you, I respect you, you tell me anything else, but my father, I cannot buy you cigarettes. Why? Because Allah made it haram. And you are not allowed, في دين الله, that you go buy him a pack of cigarettes. Even if he beat you. Because this is ma'siyah. So no obedience. But anything else, even if you're tired, you're exhausted, whatever your excuse is, you can't even say oof to them. Nothing which indicates dissatisfaction with that command that they gave you. طبعاً ولا تنهرهما, and do not scream and scold them. On two things were prohibited, then one command, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. However, say to them something that is honorable, noble, and nice. Honor them and respect them in the way you treat them. How often do people apply this today? Almost seldom. A very few minority among children are actually, and even youngsters, do treat their parents in this fashion. Everybody else is screaming at them all the time as if he gave birth to them. as if they work for him. And this is from the calamities of the modern days that we're living in. Where did we learn that from? Not from Islam. From the non-Muslims and from the West. These values we have actually adopted from the Western world. Whom when the father becomes 40, 50, they put him in an old age place and khalas. They let them die on his own, you know, let the nurses deal with him. They don't have to deal with their father or their mother. They just want to get rid of them. And the same thing goes around. When the young man or woman become 18, so you either pay rent or get out of the house. This is how they deal with each other, man. You think I'm joking? I'm not. This is a first-hand experience. I'm talking about experience. You're 18, either pay the rent or hit the road, Jack. That's parents. Now, did our parents treat us this way? No. And do we treat our parents like this? No. So when Shabab, when the young men start behaving in this way, they're actually acting un-Islamically, and they're bringing values which Islam not only did not allow, but it rejected in totality. And so have to be careful where we're learning our things from and how we are treating our parents. Then Allah continued to say, and lower to them the wing of mercy. And then make dua to them by saying, oh my Lord, have mercy on them as they raised me when I was young. So particularly if it is uncles and aunts, maternal or paternal. Nowadays, you know, one of the shabab is able to spend countless hours with his friends talking and talking about nothing. But as soon as he has to sit with the relatives who are elderly for 5 minutes, khalas. He's already fed up and he's sick and tired. He doesn't have the patience to sit there and hear them out. Let them express themselves. Let them speak. After a few minutes, they're sick and tired of it. They want to go back to their friends. All this is inappropriate. All this is inappropriate. So he's reminding you of their weakness. So be considerate towards their weakness. Then he went on to say, oh, youngsters. This is how you translate that. Sometimes Arabic to English doesn't work. Identify or internalize the amount of goodness that these older people have. Bring to mind what is with them of goodness and the dua, the blessings of their dua, making dua for you, particularly the parents. So then be mindful of that. And maintain them. Consult them. Consult them in different matters. Take their views on life. Because they've been through life. They're wiser than you think. Even if you think that they're not wise. How often did they go through the battles of life during their lifespan, and they were patient and perseverant, and they persevered in the process. Oh, young men. In regards to the elderly, whatever goodness you know of them, publicize it. Speak about it. And make it known to the people. And any things which they have done of mistakes and errors and wrongdoings, just forgive them. Forgive them and ignore it. Oh, youngsters, if... Maikum salam.
في حد قفل سيارة لان كروزر برادو برا. في حد عجوز بر من أول زائق.
If someone has blocked someone outside... A Land Cruiser,
Prado,
white. Please remove your car. I don't think it's anyone here. See, this is unfortunate. Allah musta'an. Anywho, yes, if you shall live long enough, then you will have your own share of the experience. So if you're young now, you think you're all, you know, you got it all going on. If Allah gives you long enough life, you shall be in that same predicament. So treat them the way you want the people to treat you when you are at that stage. He went on to say, one of the Salaf was asked, who is the happiest of people? He said, the happiest of people is the one whose life ends in a good way. The good end. Husn al-Khitam, as they call it. So then, the happiest of people is the one whose life ends in a state of ibadah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, who is the best of people? He said, the one whose lifespan is extended and his deeds were good. And he was asked, who is the most evil of people? He said, the one whose life was extended and his deeds were evil. Because they're accumulating more bad deeds on their record. So, O son of Adam, if your bones have become weak and your hair has become gray, then you have already received the warning. Allah said, have we not allowed them to live enough until the one who remembers can remember, and the warning has come to them, and the warning has come to them. So this gray hair is an indication. Of course, we're speaking in general condition. There are some shabab who actually start having gray hair coming at an early stage. This doesn't apply. We're speaking generally when most of your hair becomes gray. Khalas, you've reached that stage. This is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mercy from Him. Because perhaps they may be heedless about the fact that they shall come, they will die. And so Allah azza wa jal brings them back in this fashion. So Allah has shows mercy to them with through this warning. Perhaps they will end their life in a positive way. Our righteous predecessors, may Allah have mercy on them, if one of them reached 40 age, he will stick to the masjid. This does not mean that if you are younger than that, you don't have to come to the masjid. Because some of the shabab say, yes, inshallah, I'll do the same thing when I'm 40. Do you know whether you will live up to 40? Number one. Number two, this is what they did at the end. And they will attain Allah's love by starting to frequent the masjid at 40. What about you if you're 25? Don't you think Allah will love you more? Because you are doing more? Of course. And so that shouldn't be discouraging anyone from the shabab to stop coming to the masjid until he reaches 40. This is when you reach 40, you become steady. But for now, you continue to do that, because among the seven who will be under the shade of Allah, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, a young man who was raised in obedience to Allah. So don't avoid the masajid and wait till you are 40 years old. But anyways, when they would reach 40, خلاص, they would become steady and consistent in coming to the masajid. And they will ask Allah to pardon what has preceded. And then they understand this from the evidence of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. Until when he reaches his strength and he is 40 years old, he will say, my Lord, allow me to show thankfulness to your bounty that you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and that I should do righteous deeds that you are pleased with, and rectify for me my children, my progeny. I have turned to you in repentance and I am among the Muslims. Then Allah said in the next ayah, it is those whom Allah will accept from them the best of what they have done, and He will forgive and overlook their evil deeds among the inhabitants of paradise, the promise of truth which they had been promised before. So when they reach the age of 40, they will remain in the homes of Allah, and they will remember Allah abundantly, and they will prepare for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for today, you find the 60-year-old man and the 70-year-old man still chasing after the dunya. From the morning, he is in the state of heedlessness, if he wakes up for Fajr, that is, until the sun sets, he's just chasing after the dunya. He neither remembers nor does he take an admonishment from what happens around him. He does not repent to Allah. He does not remember. You will find that the sun has set while he has accumulated many sins, while in the state of heedlessness in this dunya and indulged in its prohibitions. Then after all this, he has time to go to the different gatherings and backbite people and slander people and gossip about people. Fulan did this, our neighbor did that. That's all they do. All day they're chasing after the dunya, and they end their night with talking about people. And this is something which Allah Azza wa Jal is not pleased with. So the elderly have to be very careful in this regard. You don't want to waste the end of your life in nonsense. This is time to invest in your life to come. The sign has come to you, and the signs have come to you. So the elderly have to act accordingly, because some of them actually do that. Their whole life is taking advantage of others, because they know that because of their age difference, they deserve certain things. So they utilize it against what is pleasing to Allah. He said, the elder amongst us are the best amongst us, and they are the people of virtue and the people of respect. They are our leaders in terms of every act of goodness, and they are our imams in terms of obedience and righteousness. Then he said, O elderly, you are the examples for your children and your daughters and your sons and your daughters and your family members. You are an example in the society in which you live. If you were observing, if you were adhering to the deen, then they will honor you, respect you, and they will learn that adherence from you. But if they see you yourself not adhering to the deen and backbiting and cursing people out, then they will eventually do like you and include you in their disrespect and in their cursing out. And so the elderly are an example. So the worst thing that a man can do is not be at the masjid at the time of salah. Because the children by default will not be at the masjid at the time of salah. Because their father himself is not doing a job. And so then the father tries to fix it. He says, go to the masjid. And the son, even though he may listen, he's saying, this is a hypocrite. My father is a hypocrite. He tells me to go to the masjid. He's watching TV. And even though he's too young to express that to you, but it will be ingrained in his mind and forever he will remember, my father was a joke. He would tell me to do things that he didn't do himself. To some, now you can't be perfect, you can't do everything you tell them. It doesn't mean anything you can't do, you don't tell them. But there are things which are consistent and evident, these things we can't afford to do. So we have to live up to our instructions. The best example is the application which you have yourself. The children will learn accordingly. If you're lazy, they're going to become lazy. Then he said, oh elderly, and we are towards the end, take it easy. Return to Allah. Repent to Allah, the one, the irresistible. The repentance to the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most forgiving. If you come to Allah Azza wa Jal, even the length of a hand span, Allah will come towards you the distance of an arm's length. And if you come to Allah Azza wa Jal walking, He will come to you in haste, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so then return your heart to Allah. And know that Allah loves repentance and He loves those who return to Him. And He will open the gates of forgiveness and merciful to them. Until when you will remain distant from Allah? Until when you will remain heedless? Until when you will remain cursed and deprived of Allah's mercy? What have you gained from these, you know, nights that you spend partying? And what have you gained from sitting with these people and doing ill and bad deeds? And what have you gained from the problems you have created with others and the oppression and the pride and the arrogance which you have? Except that you become weak and sick as a result of that. So be careful and pay attention to yourself before it is too late and return to Allah and repent to Him a sincere repentance. One of the elderly said, oh Allah, give me a good end. So he died between al-Rukn and al-Maqam. Another one said, oh Allah, give me a good end. And he died while in the state of sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third one said, oh Allah, give me a good end. And so he died on Thursday while fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then you strive that your end will be similar. And come to Allah Azza wa Jal with a sound heart. And give farewell to this dunya in the state of doing the most righteous deeds. And then he ended this khutbah with a dua. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله